important later. It was intended that this bunker serve as a means for the president to deny knowledge if leaks divulge the true state of affairs. That is to prevent the collapse of the government. If the president can stand up and say, I didn't know about it, the government can survive. If the president cannot say that, then you have a very, very dangerous situation indeed. The bunker was used in later years for the purpose of effectively isolating succeeding presidents from any knowledge of the alien presence other than what the secret government and the intelligence community wanted them to know. NSC-10-2 established a study panel which met secretly and was made up of the scientific minds of the day and may very well have included some of those names which are on the fraudulent document known as Majestic 12 or the Eisenhower briefing document, which is in reality a contingency plan to lead you right through the Rose Garden. Study panel was never called MJ-12. Another NSC memo, NSC-10/5, further outlined the duties of the study panel. These NSC memos and secret executive orders set the stage for the creation of MJ-12 only 4 years later.
You're listening to is available for download and streaming on magnitude.com.
And was admitted, they say, actually he was committed to Bethesda Naval Hospital against his will. In fact, it was feared that Farzad would begin to talk again and yet be isolated, discredited, and shut up. Sometime in the early morning of May 22nd, 1949, agents of the CIA tied a sheet around his neck, fastened the other end to a fixture in his room, and threw James Forrestal out the window. The sheet tore, and he plummeted to his death, and he became one of the first victims of the cover-up. The live alien that had been taken from the 1949 Roswell crash was called EB. It was short for extraterrestrial biological entity, and all aliens are not called EB. EB had a tendency to log, and for over a year would give only the desired answers to questions asked. Those questions which would have resulted in an undesirable answer went unanswered. At some point during the second year of captivity, he began to open up and the information derived from EB was startling, to say the least. And this compilation of his revelations became the foundation of what would later be finished, called the Yellow Book. Photographs were taken of EB, which among others, I and Bill English were to view years later in Grudge 13. Why do they keep the aliens in a Faraday-shielded environment? Because they have a tendency to disappear right through walls. And if you can prevent the transmission of electromagnetic energy, you can stop them from doing it.
Was track number 4 by the band Rapoon from the album What Do You Suppose from magnitude.com. Did you know that all the music you're listening to is available on Magnatune.com?